G'day legends, legendaries, welcome to another episode of Generation Get To It, a sugar hit of positivity and health for you to get the most out of yourself to inspire this generation and the next. Make sure you like and subscribe to get the latest episodes and share the word to get more people out there changing their lives for the better. So for today's topic, I think this one is incredibly important. I feel like we've always needed this in our lives and I do feel like we'll continue to need it in the future. It's something that we need to continue to work on and build skills to actually deal with, but ultimately need to find our own way of building those skills and being able to improve ourselves that way. I'm talking, of course, about how to build mental resilience. So before I go into the definitions and why it's so important, I want to start with a quote. Our greatest glory is not in never failing, but in rising every time we fall. From Confucius. So what is mental resilience? I feel like we have our own definition. I feel like the way that you perceive mental resilience is probably a different way to I perceive it, or the person next to you perceives it. Mental resilience to someone who plays rugby can be about being tough, moving, you know, bashing through other players, not letting yourself get knocked over or getting up straight away. Where someone who is being mentally resilient during the university exams, it's all about making sure that they don't break down too much. About making sure they keep studying and keep working hard and keep seeing the goal in mind. Mental resilience is different to all of us. And it's really important that we register that. So to me, mental resilience is a couple things. I do believe mental resilience is the ability to bounce back from setbacks and to adapt to adversity. Because adversity is just another way we define who we are. Adversity is what shapes us. It's what shows us what we're made of. And on the other side of adversity is growth. And if we don't have adversity, we don't get to practice our mental resilience, and therefore we don't get to practice who we are. When I think we look at mental resilience, I think we like to picture it as being super rigid and tough. Not allowing yourself to feel hurt or to cry. To not be able to slow down or just take a moment to process your emotions. Where I feel that mental resilience really is almost opposite to that. It's being open to change. To being flexible in your emotions. It's not getting caught up in them, but allowing them to pass like clouds in the sky. But staying as present as the moon or the sun. I don't think it's about being a robot. I think it's really about being inconceivably human. So how do you see mental resilience? And like I said, it can change from person to person. It can be not getting overwhelmed with school or not having a wobbly or a tantrum, you know, or a teenager having a tantrum when things aren't going their way. It can be dealing with the fact you're going to kick your toe or walk on the side of a bench and you have to control your emotions during a very important part of whatever you're doing. Because these things happen. And I think it's really important we have the skills and the ability to make sure we move through mental resilience. One of the most important skills you're going to learn in for your job is being able to be that rock in the storm. Being the person that understands what's happening around them, but is able to hold themselves cool throughout the situation. I think that's what can make a really important leader in the grand scheme of things. I've definitely had my fair share of practicing mental resilience along the way. Like I'd say a lot of mine come from sport. Like for example, I recently dislocated my shoulder for the sixth time, and I've definitely had to practice a lot of mental resilience during this process because I dislocated it 5 times within about 5 years. And this is the sixth time I've done it, which is last time I did was about 10 years ago. And so for me, I thought the whole battle was over. I've had shoulder reconstruction on both sides. I was done with it. To me, I'd pass that. I was fine. But obviously it happens again. And can I just sit here and do nothing about it and complain about the situation? Or is my responsibility to keep moving and to keep being mentally resilient? Mental resilience was also when I was a teenager. And my parents split up and I had 2 young sisters and we needed to find a way to cope with that while, you know, it feels like the whole world's falling around us. like, it's not easy being a teenager and having your parents split up. We're going between two different houses, you know, Tuesday, Thursdays, you're at your dad's, and Wednesday, Fridays, you're at mum's, and you're taking your school books between, and you're really having a hard time trying to understand how to keep up with studies, let alone making sure that you have all the right books available, or that you've actually brought your uniform between houses. Dealing with sport, all that kind of stuff. It's really tough. And so I think it's really important that when we start looking at mental resilience, it's physical, you know, gaining through mental resilience on a physical front, but also making sure that we're dealing with our emotional resilience as well. There's a lot to it. But enough of trying to define what it is. I want to just go through a couple different strategies, which I think are going to help you to understand how we can build mental resilience or foster mental resilience and make sure that you can do it for yourself, but also making sure that we can do it for our teen, for our family, and making sure we can create a positive future for our younger ones to ensure that they can build mental resilience to create a bigger, brighter future. So the four strategies. Strategy one, cultivating a growth mindset. So growth mindset is the ability that through hard work and dedication, you can get better. If you listen to this podcast before, you're going to understand that I talk about this a lot, and there's a reason for that. So making sure that no matter what happens, you can embrace the challenge and use it as an opportunity to grow. Like I said, adversity is just helping define who you are. And so we need to make sure that when we have a growth mindset, we don't just sit back and think that the world is happening to us, but the world is actually happening for us. And so being able to, you know, praise our own efforts for getting through hard times, or praising someone else's efforts when you see them going through a hard time, that's really important. It's not telling them that what they're feeling is ridiculous or silly. It's about making sure that you praise them for what they're going through and showing that the hard times are only there to help them. If we tell them that if we don't validate their emotions and tell them that their feelings are useless, or you tell yourself that your feelings are a waste of time and you shouldn't feel sad or frustrated, then you're not doing yourself any real favors. You need to make sure that you are actually validating yourself and giving yourself the attention that you need, because that's going to help you to create the person that you want to be. So if you can create a growth mindset and highlight the value of perseverance through these tricky times, that's going to be really important. Strategy two, providing or building a support system. For a lot of us, I know for myself, when things start to happen, shit hits the fan, it's really important that I definitely check in with my family, my friends, my girlfriend or partner, and then even mentors along the way. I think it's really important to have people like this in your life and making sure that you are the person for someone else as well. Being able to create that community to help support each other is just so important. If you can have a mentor along the way, which is why I like to mentor teens, because sometimes they don't feel like they get the support they do at home. Not through the fact that the parents don't care. It's more the fact that sometimes you just need someone who's not attached to the family or not attached to your friends, and having someone else to kind of listen to you. But being able to have someone to speak to is really, really important. So that way you can be open about communicating your challenges and your feelings and that kind of stuff, and being able to speak positively about the challenges along the way, even though they may be very difficult. So we need to make sure we provide the encouragement, have the understanding, and ensure we have that support system around us. If we don't have the support system around us, you know, things start to topple over. You don't get to build yourself up as much as you can, because if you don't have the support system around you, then the foundation isn't there for you to start growing. Strategy three, developing problem-solving skills. To be a good problem solver, I think requires a lot of experience. There's obviously ways we can make sure that we have processes in place that we can problem solve things when they come along, but a lot of the time it's really about having the experience. So if you think the first time you come up against a challenge is going to be easy, or that it's going to be fine, you probably haven't built the skills up yet, I'd say, because when it comes to experience, that's when you start identifying what a problem actually is, being able to find different solutions. For myself, when it came to, for example, like exercise, and I was getting injury, your first thought is to just, I don't know, either train through it or rest and do nothing about it. But there's obviously a lot more you should be doing. You should be identifying what the problem is. You should be making sure that you're brainstorming what you can do during these times and what is the best strategy to help rehabilitate the muscle or whatever it is. the same thing when it comes to your personal experience with working with, you know, situations which can be quite stressful. Where's the stress coming from? Can I do anything about this stress? What is the strategies to help remove this stress from my life and make sure I can keep continuing on in the fashion I need to? These are all parts of experience, right? And so being able to develop problem-solving skills are really important, because if we can start having experience in this area and making sure that we have this growth mindset, we can start appreciating the fact that because these experiences are happening for us, we can help solve them in the future and also help provide support for other people when they do go through the same thing. So making sure that we can actually develop these skills along the way is really, really important, and being able to be a problem solver as well. Strategy number four, practicing mindfulness and self-care. Now, I'm obviously quite big on mindfulness. I think that it's one of the things which has made a massive, massive difference in not just my life, but a lot of my clients' lives as well, is to make sure that when we're practicing mindfulness, we're really just bringing ourselves back into the moment. We're looking at things non-judgmentally. We're looking at things as if we could be from outside of the actual picture, looking in, focusing our attention on different things to actually bring ourselves down back into the moment. When we can do this, we can start problem solving, we can start finding the solutions and things like that. But it's really important that we actually practice the skills of mindfulness and creating self-care for ourselves. It's really hard to do it at the start. Like, you might try it today and you'd be like, this is ridiculous, I can't do it for more than 3 seconds. How's this meant to help me? And you know what? That's fine. That's fine. We've all been there, and that's just the way it is. But the more you can actually practice it and start thinking about yourself as, you know, this plant or this flower that needs the right, you know, to be watered, to sunlight, all this kind of stuff, the right soil, giving yourself the right things that help you become healthy, then this is going to help you to be more mentally resilient, to make sure that you're in the right headspace when stresses do come along. So it's about making sure that, for example, like when it comes to like ensuring that your teenager is being physically active, feeding the right foods, they're getting, you know, at least 8 to 10 hours worth of sleep every night. These things are going to be really important to ensure that they build some mental resilience along the way too, so they don't have mood swings and also can keep up the studies and all the different stresses which come into life. So making sure we can actually spend time being mindful and self-care, practicing hobbies, things like that. That's going to be really, really important. And celebrating the cool stuff when it comes to ensuring that we're not just thinking about all the bad things in our life, but making sure we can celebrate all the good things too. So when it comes to mental resilience, I think there's a little bit to it, but ultimately, it's about practice. It's about making sure that we can consistently be good to ourselves. It's not put ourselves down all the time. To allow ourselves to feel emotions. To not be caught up in thinking we have to be this solid rock which isn't allowed to feel emotions. It's about being the rock in the storm which can be stagnant and let the emotions swirl around them, but they know which ones to hold on to more than others. So that's all a good time for today. Hope you've enjoyed the episode. If you have any questions when it comes to mental resilience, and or have any stories you want to tell me about how you've practiced your mental resilience, please get in touch on socials or our email to ensure that I can help support you, and also make sure that you have your voice heard. You're listening by someone that you can actually prove that you are doing something to support yourself and not just out there being caught up in the you know, emotions that you're not allowed to be vulnerable and they're not allowed to share your struggles to others. So until next time.